Brad and Brit, Brad and Brit, the perfect combination of brawn and wit. Politics, sports, and trending shit. Let's tune into Brad and Brit.
It is the Brad and Brit cast. We're glad you're with us here. We're live on Tuesday in the 1:30 Eastern hour. And here's a little program note for you. This is our last week for a while doing the Brad and Brit cast, because next week at this time, in the 1:30 hour, next Tuesday, April 2nd, I will be hooked up and get injected with, I guess it's a human Roundup. I think that's what they call it, human roundup.
Yeah, sure.
To kill off, any leftover nasty bone marrow that's all mushed up so that they can put in new stem cells.
And, all right.
Bone marrow for me, it's an important, difficult, and life-threatening, possibly, but life-saving, hopefully, operation for me. And you're saying, Brad, you're taking this pretty lightly. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of laughs out of this.
It's great. Yeah,
so, I recommend it for anybody.
Yeah. So good.
So anyway, so this week we'll be done, and we'll come back as soon as possible. Somebody asked, "Well, can you do this when you're in the hospital?" I said, "I don't know. I don't know what kind of condition I'm going to be in. I know that it's not, you know, fun and games and parties and candy for the next month for me. It's anything but that.
No.
But we'll see.
We've talked about it. And we'll see what the Wi-Fi connection is, but it's a tertiary concern at best."
Well, I'm not worried about the Wi-Fi connect. The hospital has good Wi-Fi. They do.
That's what I'm looking for. I mean, that's what I was wondering about.
No. That's technically, it's not an issue, because I use the same. I'm on a MacBook Air right now.
Right.
With the M2 chip, and it'll work just fine if we reach that point. But we'll let you know. I'll still be able to, obviously, write stuff on the Facebook page. So that's what bothered me. Okay. And thank you in advance for your support. And we'll be back as soon as possible. Sitting in for me will be Andy Richter, former sidekick to Conan O'Brien.
Feeling pretty good about that. We're able to get him. So that was nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see Conan O'Brien versus Larry David this week on Curb Your? It got ugly.
Bad?
Conan not amused by Larry David. That's all I can say. And you know what? A lot of people are not amused by him. You ever noticed there is a "I hate Larry David" thing out there, and it's serious.
Is it really?
It's serious. There are people. Oh, absolutely.
So they think that thing that he does on TV is like really him or whatever. They think that's like the guy.
It's not just that. It's the whole idea that he came up with a show after Seinfeld, which was all about East Coast, New York.
Right.
And he essentially transferred the same idea to West Coast, Westwood, California, Beverly Hills. And it's just different people fulfilling the same character roles. And I don't think it's very funny, the things he does. Just don't.
All right.
I'm Brit. This is not me. I love the show. I think it's fantastic. But there are some people who definitely not amused. And I'm just thinking, that's it for Larry David. I just don't think he's going to work in this business again. No.
He's the definition of coastal elites. He had the one song. Yeah. He had the one show about the one coast and the other show about the other coast.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What about the southern coast, where hundreds of thousands of millions of illegal immigrants have been let in by Joe Biden, which brings us to our first topic, Britt.
First story.
Yep. It turns out it's official here that Melania Trump's mommy, who recently died, as you may recall, she did make it into the United States and get her citizenship due to the title I was going to read off as one of the choices was chain migration. Yep, it's official. And who was ready to stamp out what he turned into a pejorative phrase, chain migration, while he was president of the United States? Take a guess. Take a wild guess.
Jimmy Carter.
No, Miss Lillian. Miss Lillian was not an immigrant. But I like your spunk. And I
Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford was trying to stamp out chain migration. No. I remember. No,
Mrs. Ford, who married Henry, who invented the car, not an immigrant. Try again. Go one more time.
Oh, that guy before Biden, Donald John Trump Sr.
That's right. The records detail for the first time the full path that the former first lady's mommy, whose name was Amalija Navs, K-N-A-V-S, followed from Slovenia to the United States, and how the Trump administration's policies would have made that far more difficult for others. It's the old, I got rich from it. I profited from the policy. Now I'm going to pull it up and the rest of you, fuck off. I win, you lose, right? Isn't that terrible? It was called the RAISE Act, R-A-I-S-E. That was a bill that would have limited priority sponsorship to the spouses and minor children of citizens. Your parents would be off the fast track list. Okay, so she would not have been able to get in had that passed and had it been in effect however many years ago, 25 years ago, whatever the number of years ago it was. And Britt, I'm gonna hit you with something. I want you to hold the sides of your chair hard. You know what that means? That means that Donald Trump's a hypocrite. Nobody's ever said that before. I wanted to hit you with that.
Would you be able to give me an example of anything where he's not a hypocrite? Now, that would be impressive. If you were able to tell me some situation or some scenario where Donald Trump is not a hypocrite.
Can't do it.
You can't do it. It's not possible.
And that allows us to go to the list. All right. Coming up next, he's Bible thumping and porn star humping.
I like that.
New stupid polls. Ladies and gentlemen, the twice impeached, many times indicted ex-president has left the building. Joe kills the stock market. Not. Judge Jeanine's whataboutism is world-class stupid.
Oh, gotcha.
No, it's world-class stupid, not like it's the economy, comma, stupid. Okay, you have to say that right.
It is stupid on a world-class level.
Yes. Black woman smacks down Justice Alito in front of everyone.
Oh, wow.
And why did they think it was a good idea to hire that Romney woman?
Oh, boy. Do the Bible thumping and porn star humping. I did finish the Stormy Daniels documentary on Peacock. Yeah. She's
what
a
did
flawed,
we learn?
Well, she's, we a learn? Flawed, she's a flawed individual like all of us. And it's hard to imagine having the hounds sicked on you the way that she's had the hounds sicked on her for 8 years, 9 years now, whatever it is, to have all the crazoids trying to want to kill her and harm her child and all this other stuff. So it's,
did she describe the death threats, the nature of them, or just,
she did. Yeah. All of that stuff was described. I'm sure there's some stuff that they couldn't put in there. And then she was taken advantage of by Michael Avenatti and by various other people. And it's just, it's pretty horrific.
Avenatti's in jail now, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. This week is Easter, right? Isn't that right?
It is Sunday. Yeah. Sunday is Easter. Good Friday is Friday.
All right. What better way to celebrate that than getting out that old dusty Bible, getting rid of it and replacing it? And here to talk about your alternative is our Bible thumping porn star humping salesperson.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood, We're going to love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our Founding Father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which have.
Oops, I'm getting a call. Let me get rid of that. Oop, it'll come back. There we go. Don? Don.
For every single day, very hard to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this God Bless the USA Bible. And it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties.
Britt, it's 3 minutes long. You tell me when you want to tap out. You tell me, sir.
That's right. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country, and I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a...
I'm only about a minute in, Britt. Tell me when you can't handle it anymore.
It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion.
Okay, religion okay. So I'm out. I'm out.
You it? That's it? Okay. That's it. All right. Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right.
All right. Hey, you also get... the Pledge of Allegiance, the Constitution, but wait, there's more. If you answer, if you call now, we'll throw in the Lord's Prayer.
Wouldn't it normally be if you order now, we'll send you a second Bible free?
You get a second Bible. All you have to do is pay shipping.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they asked him what his favorite book of the Bible was? Because I don't know if you know this, the Bible is made up of many books, many, many books. Do you know what he said when it was his favorite Bible? What his favorite book of the Bible?
Wasn't that the 2 Corinthians?
No, that was another thing. It was the whole thing. I love the whole thing. Are you more of a New Testament guy or are you more of a Old Testament guy? Both. I would say both equally. Both the Testaments. I like the Old. I like the New.
Oh, so that was the equivalent of what newspapers do you read, Governor Palin? All of them.
Yeah. I read them all. We get them all up here in Alaska. You think we don't get them all?
You know, the independent voters, the undecideds, the people who in the polls indicate that they're not even likely to vote or they don't like either of them. I'm thinking this is going to do it. That's what they've been waiting for. A man who's built up a level of trust.
Yeah.
Over the years. Among lots of people who just haven't realized what a deeply religious man of faith Donald Trump is. I know he doesn't show it. He doesn't like to brag about it. But doggone it. Come on. Let's pony up. Let's help him.
I've tried to, ever since the pandemic started, and I started listening to that great podcast from Christianity Today called The Rise and Fall of Mars Hill. And if you haven't heard it, I would recommend it a lot, because a lot of this stuff is foreign to me. And some of these guys who are preachers and pastors, they have like name recognition. Like when I say to you, Kawhi Leonard, or I say to you, like, you know, some of the NBA stars or LeBron James, or I talk about Anthony Davis, some of those people, they have like that sort of name. Oh, you talk about Mark Driscoll, or you talk about John Piper, or you talk about, and I've tried to study these guys and figure out what's going on with them. And it's as bad as you think. It is as bad as you think. They don't want people, these guys who see themselves as the real defenders of real Christianity, they don't want people like me in their pulpit. They don't want me in their churches. They don't want me. Obviously, if I would give them a couple of bucks, they would like that, but they don't want me to sit down because I don't believe the right stuff. I don't believe the way that they're doing it.
Back into what will be again a great nation.
I'm going to die.
The Founding Fathers did a tremendous thing when they built America on Judeo-Christian values. Now that foundation is under attack
Go ahead and stop it. They say Judeo-Christian. They don't want you Jews to be left out. Now, they do believe you're going to hell and you have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but they just want to they want to pretend that they're including you.
And you know how religiously faithful I am in general.
Of course.
You know, not that much, but I am Jewish, and I swear to you, the only time you ever hear the word Judeo is as a prefix to Christian.
Correct.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
it just doesn't.
And it is well, solely.
What does that tell you?
Well, it's an instrument to solely tell you guys, hey, you don't have to be worried about us. Yeah. We're fine. We're not going to do anything to you. I mean, truly, we really hate you. And at some point in time, you will go to hell. But no, come on in. You're part of the team. We love you.
Well, that just brings us to more.
What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again.
Really? Hang on a second. Make America pray
again.
And by the way, there is nothing like that First Amendment that says the government shall make no law except for prayer. We can make you pray. We shouldn't laugh. You know, we really shouldn't laugh about this because there are people not watching us or listening to us who are cheering this. Right?
No,
I mean, you can just see that Sunday in all the places you just talked about before, among the people you mentioned, none of whose names I recognized, if they have an audience, if they have a pulpit, if they have the ability to get it out, they'll probably be playing this for their people, right? You know, we'll probably find out that this is the most circulated thing on Truth Social that's ever existed.
Yeah.
There may be churches
that are buying these things 30, 40, 50 at a time, 100, 1,000 at a time. I mean, it really does bother me. And here in North Carolina, the Republican candidate for governor, Mark Robinson, who is just a hate-filled maggot, he regularly visits and talks from churches all over the state, and he preaches hate. Gays are bad. Transgenders are weird. Women need to take the back seat. All of this sort of stuff. And it truly bothers me. You have, if you're a pastor, if you're a preacher, you have such influence and control over people's lives. And you have to take that very, very seriously because you can really fuck people up. And just to invite these guys willy-nilly to get up there as entertainment to talk about how strange transgenders are and how we used to have men and women in my day. And if you would just go through with, you know, traditional relationships, you could make children. And it's just shit like that just bothers me so much. And it's why people are turned off to organized religion. A lot of people are very turned off to it.
Well, that brings us, and shockingly, Britt, we're able to glide from one topic to the next.
Yes.
Because you are inadvertently just putting the ball on the tee over and over again. That brings us to the latest annoying poll numbers, and we will start with North Carolina and the governor's race, which features Attorney General Josh Stein and the previously mentioned Mark Robinson, who you brilliantly pointed out, does a lot of talking in a lot of churches. And maybe that doesn't speak to you or doesn't speak to me. But right now, this is the Marist poll. This isn't some hack outfit. This is the Marist poll. Josh Stein, 49. Mark Robinson, 47. And according to my calculator, that's well within a margin of error. That means you have a tied race. So this idea at all at least at this moment, or as someone made up as a phrase that really doesn't mean anything, if the election were held today, which it never is.
It's silly.
That Mark Robinson, in spite of we know who he is, there are people who love him because they know who he is also, and they like what they are hearing. They like the racism. They like the anti-Semitism. They like the anti-trans genderism. They like it all. They love it all. And they've got themselves a vessel, a rather large vessel, the kind of vessel that could take down a bridge.
Too soon.
Has someone figured out how to blame that on Biden yet?
I'm sure there's a way. It's March, almost April. So we're 7 months and change away from the actual election day in North Carolina. I'm just curious, from your point of view, how many people do you know, or how many people do you think in North Carolina know that he's really said all of the stuff Mark Robinson has said about mitigating the stuff that Hitler did and being a Holocaust denier and the stuff about transgenders and gays and all the things that we've talked about, the awful stuff that he said about black people? As an African-American, you can't find a politician who talked more shit about African-Americans than Mark Robinson. How many people, I mean, do you think really, truly know? Yeah, I know the totality, or I know a pretty good portion of what he said. Man, I'm pretty cool with it. I like the stuff that he says.
At best, half.
Yeah, I think at best.
At best, half. And, you know, all the commercials that have run already against Mark Robinson, and I see them, and they buy local TV all over the state, and they buy Jeopardy, which is probably the Wheel of Fortune in Jeopardy.
Yep.
And in those commercial breaks, you are hitting a fairly decent number of people, and you're hitting people in the older demographics, because that's who watches those shows. We know that. And is it making some kind of impression? I don't know. And we don't know. We're just stupid, Brit, because we just can't believe. No, we can't. This all goes back to the Saturday Night Live. I can't believe I'm losing to this guy. Michael Dukakis, played by, was that, what's his name? The liar, John Lovitz. Didn't John he play?
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy. Well,
yeah. To Bush, right? That was that year.
We have
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
We have to understand, as North Carolinians, if Mark Robinson dropped dead today, the corpse would get 45% of the vote. We just have to accept that. That's going to happen. That is the worst rock bottom situation. Best case scenario for Democrats is 45%. There's no way Mark Robinson doesn't get less than 45%. If he does, that's an ass kicking I would dream of. So we just have to kind of accept that. And when we see this stuff, we just have to know that it's going to be tough. It's going to be very difficult. And if you get pissed off, I don't know if you get the communications from the Stein campaign. I think they're running a very smart strategic campaign. They're not overwhelming you with a lot of information about Mark Robinson. They're not doing that right now. They're trickling it out. As the summer goes on, as the fall comes into view, they're going to start ramping it up a lot more. It's pretty obvious. And I don't know if there's going to be a debate. I would hope there will be a debate. I don't know. But at some point in time, this is going to be a very close election. And again, we talk about, because we've talked about Larry David, and we've talked about Judeo-Christian values. Josh Stein would be our first Jewish governor in the state of North Carolina. And I'm almost positive that's going to be used against him. At some point in this, I'm almost positive that's going to become a factor, either very subtly or not so subtly, because Mark Robinson doesn't do anything subtly.
You know what I say? I say bring it on.
I'm fine with it. I'm okay with it.
But I'd say bring it on, because as you say that, I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute. The evangelical Christian thing related to Israel is nobody's more pro-Israel, including we don't give a fuck how many people get killed in the Gaza Strip, because whatever has to be done to protect Israel from Hamas, goddamn it, BB, go for it. That's the evangelical view of this. Am I correct?
That's not wrong.
Okay. So, and again, I'm asking you, not you, but you people who believe that, that at the same time, why would you hold Josh Stein's religion against him? Because I'm going to clue you in, people. Those people in Israel, they're like Josh Stein.
Yeah.
And they're like me. And when it comes time for a stem cell transplant, guess what? I got lots of people that match up with me perfect. What do you think of that? Okay. You mongrels out there, you half-breeds, I win that one. We'll see. We'll see if I come out on the other side, but it won't be because you couldn't find a genetic match for me. They found 704 people around the world to match my my bone marrow, which is, you know, it's unbelievable. But that's because that's the way we Ashkenazi Jews mingle with each other. Get it? Got it?
I grew up in a small town in Western North Carolina. We attended a Baptist church when I was a kid. I'm supposed to be everything. I'm supposed to be Mark Robinson's wet dream. I'm supposed to be the white guy that rails about why can't we have white people in charge of everything again and everybody be heterosexual like it was in 1955? Why can't we do shit? Why can't we do that sort of thing? And it's not. And North Carolina, throughout my lifetime, unfortunately, has broken my heart politically many times. Starting with, we can start with Jesse Helms over and over and over again. And we can start with that Amendment 1 bullshit where we were the last state to outlaw gay marriage. We were the last ones to be wrong about this. And now this would be the ultimate heartbreak. Like, you think you know a place, you think you know the place where you grew up and have spent your entire life, and maybe you don't. Well, this would be, to me, the ultimate heartbreak. Mark Robinson is very, very dangerous for this state.
Well, here's the funny thing. Here's kind of an analogous situation where one is true and the other, of course, is Trump bullshit. One of his lines of the last year, he's amped it up even more now, is that businesses are fleeing New York because they've seen what's happened to Donald Trump. They've seen an out-of-control racist state attorney general go after a successful business like the Trump Organization. Who would want to do business here? Who would want to? And, of course, that is just not true. New York is not hemorrhaging businesses for the reason that Donald Trump thinks New York is hemorrhaging businesses. Businesses have been leaving New York for various reasons for a long time, and some of them come into New York for various reasons for a long time, having nothing to do with Donald Trump. The world does not revolve around the Trump Organization. Breaking news. However, in the case of Mark Robinson, if he is elected governor, businesses will leave North Carolina, and no businesses will want to come in here of substance, of note. The same large corporations that canceled everything when the Amendment 1 thing passed, the bathroom bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 10 times worse because you can't repeal a governor. You can't discuss it. You got 4 years of this nuttiness, and it's going to hurt the state economically. North Carolina, mentioned it before, comes out now at the very top, in the top two or three, maybe in some other surveys, about business-friendly climates. And Ron DeSantis can lie his fucking fat ass off all day about how great Florida is. Now everybody wants to be in Florida. Nobody wants to be in Florida.
No.
Nobody wants to be in Florida except for people who don't know and still think it's 1967 And Florida is going to be a great place to come to. I hear that Walt Disney is opening up a park down there. It's not, that's not it anymore. that ship came and it's there, and see you later. So, the fact that it's that close is just, it's galling. Hey, Brad, what about the presidential race in North Carolina? Latest mayor's poll.
Lost cause. Move Joe, on.
No, it isn't. It's 51 to 48. Trump 51, Biden 48. That's also basically a tie. And I would say the same thing if it was Biden 51, Trump 48. Okay.
Now, firstly, if Joe Biden ends up winning this state and Josh Stein is our next governor, you're going to see some weeping and gnashing of teeth among the Republican Party, and they're finally going to realize how they fucked up their entire party.
It would be great. Yeah, because, by the way, Joe Biden is the president, and Roy Cooper is the governor.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the way, Roy Cooper being the governor is the last finger in the dike of disgustingness.
Correct.
Because we have enveloped this state.
Yeah, we have
got a Republican governor like Mark Robinson. It's true.
It's because we do have a legislature that has a recession-proof situation there, both in the in both chambers and the General Assembly.
Yeah. All right. Enough of that one. Let's have some fun here with this story in the middle of all this. And again, it's just not possible to keep up with all the stupidity out of Trump, say at a rally. You see the fact checking, but they don't catch everything either. And I did not realize that 2 weeks ago, when he was in Vandalia, Ohio, Dayton at the airport there, one of his whoppers was that he broke Elvis Presley's attendance record at the Alabama State Fair. He threw that in there to the people at Ohio. All right, so that one got fact checked by the folks down in Alabama. Trump appeared to have confused his 2021 rally in Cullman, Alabama, where he was campaigning for a guy who's now no longer in Congress, who turned on Trump, and then Trump turned on him. And as a result, that Katie, what the fuck is her name, who gave the State of the Union rebuttal? What was her last name? Katie?
I can't even remember now.
Yeah, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
That's who won that Senate race, because Trump turned Katie Britt. Mo Brooks, who is an incumbent and longtime right-wing complete prick shit congressman, he decided not to get all in with Trump at the last minute, and he turned on her. All right. So Mo Brooks got up. This is Trump speaking. He said, "Sir, I'd really appreciate it if you would endorse me. Please campaign for me,
sir."
So we went to the state fair, and he said 68,000 people showed up at the state fair. And an old guy came in. It looked like he was about 103. He said, "You know, you did something I never thought would happen in Alabama." He said, "I've been in this place for 60 years, 70 years, long time, and just broke the record of a man named Elvis Presley. Can you believe that?" He said, "You just broke it, man." And there isn't one shred of truthful wordage in that, because, of course, nobody would ever say a man named Elvis Presley to someone when they're talking about Elvis Presley, right? Right. They would never, ever, ever say that. Well, here's the bottom line. Trump never made an appearance at the Alabama State Fair, ever. That's in Birmingham, and neither did Elvis Presley. He never made an appearance at the Alabama State Fair. He did make it to the Mississippi-Alabama Fair and Dairy Show in September of 56, but it didn't take place in Cullman, Alabama, or Birmingham, or Alabama. It was in Tupelo, Mississippi. It's just a nugget. It doesn't mean anything, but it's just emblematic.
I'm having trouble finding where I can find and buy the Donald Trump God Bless the USA Bibles, because it's not on his website.
Isn't really.
Yeah, it's like $60, right? That's what I was looking on the news story. But I'm looking on his official website with all the hats and all the bullshit and the T-shirts and his mugshot and stuff. I can't find the thing.
Get motivated and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless our great nation, to bring our great nation back, and to make America great again. I'm proud to partner with Lee in this offering. He's a very special man.
You're dragging Lee Greenwood into this shit.
Not dragging.
Very special. And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others. There you have it. Let's make America pray again. God bless you, and God bless the USA.
Even on there, and you know, we listened to a lot of it. I didn't hear him say how to actually get it. Okay, and if you say it's not on his website, I think you've got a merchandising problem. But then he's so busy, he's so giddy with the opening day stock move in his Donald John Trump Truth Social stock. It was up 30% or 40% this morning, and of course he can't take advantage of that. He can't cash in the 80 million shares or whatever it is that he has.
Would you like to know how stupid this is? You can actually get the thing at LeeGreenwood.com. It's at LeeGreenwood.com.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, there it is. And then it goes to, oh, wait a minute. God bless the USABible.com, which redirects over there. And Lee Greenwood's not being dragged into this. Lee Greenwood is walking into it running.
No, he doesn't. Lee Greenwood is about 85. He doesn't know what country he's in either.
He's on the train. I mean, hasn't he sung the song for Trump? He might sing it this summer at the convention. We don't know. He's part of
He'll lip sync it. It'll be fake like everything else.
He's going to roast in hell too. Don't leave Lee Greenwood out of this. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, sure he does.
Oh, it is. It's a leather-bound thing. I'm going to be honest with you. It's got an embossed thing of the waving flag on this leather thing. Yeah, like Jesus was not really in favor of like jingoism and all that kind of shit. Jesus wasn't a big fan of that stuff.
You don't know that. You know Jesus was a Republican, just like Martin Luther King was a Republican.
Jesus was the most woke Republican you ever saw, if Jesus was a Republican. You want to do Judge Jeanine or you want to do Joe Biden killing the stock market, but not really?
Yeah. We do a quick hit on the markets here, and let me look at Trump stock. We're speaking here at 211. It's up 45% so far. Get in on it right now. Before the crash, get in on it right now. Don't blow your chance to get rich. Yeah, it's the final week of the first quarter, January, February, March, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the S&P 500, the most accurate measure of the stock market overall, is on track for a price gain of nearly 10%. And it's up 30% off the October 27th low. Investors wondering just how much good news is already baked into the market, or if you have a air fryer air fried into the market, or if you have one that has the turbo thing on your little oven there. I have that on there. But 10% in 3 months, that's pretty stunning. Of course, if that continued for the whole year, you'd have a 40% up. That's not likely to happen. But that's not bad. Can't complain about it. But I've heard Trump say just in the last couple of days that the reason the market is up is because of the anticipation of Trump getting in there. And then he finishes the sentence by saying, if I don't get elected, it's going to crash. So he's got it covered either way. If the market was floundering right now, it would be because Biden's president, right?
Right.
We know that if you don't have a great businessman like Trump in there, financial markets are going to frown on that. But if Biden is presiding over a booming stock market, it's only because the market doesn't look behind itself. It looks ahead and it anticipates the greatness of Donald Trump reasserting himself as the president of the United States of the richest people. And therefore, it's going up, up, up. So that's your stock market report for the day. And one more quick check of up another percent, 46% higher, 46% higher, Trump Media and Technology Group, DJT. So you've got two great opportunities to invest in Trump today. You can buy the stock or you can buy the Bible. Maybe they should have combined those. Yeah. Yeah.
When you started talking
about piling into it. Pardon me?
When you started talking about the stock market, I went over to marketwatch.com. They've got a story. Are you familiar with this DJ Burns fellow who plays center for North Carolina State University?
Oh, the,
big guy.
Sure.
The story is he doesn't just have NIL deals. He owns vending machines. And of course, I'm thinking DJ Burns is a vending machine. If you've actually seen him on a court.
Can I just say something? The vending machine scam is one of the oldest ones out there. Okay. In other words, I mean, I've seen this for 40 years. Own the vending machines.
Right.
They're like cash machines that just returns to you money. And then somebody figured out, guess what? There are plenty of vending machines already there. Nobody needs a new vendor. They're already wherever they need to be. And they kept selling these like every other get rich quick scam. So unless Mr. DJ Burns is a lot savvier than I give him credit for in terms of producing profits from a terrible industry. And first of all, what kind of vending machines? Candy bars? My guess is that the ones you see that make food or mix different ingredients are very expensive to run. In other words, it's not a winning. No.
It doesn't work
just
for you?
No. It doesn't work for me. But go ahead. I didn't mean to jump in there.
Burns went on to say he owns two vending machines himself. He's advised other people in his life to get into the industry too. He says, I can't really eat the stuff that's in my vending machine. Listen to this. In the U.S., there are 3 million individual vending machines that are part of an $18.2 billion industry.
And they're just waiting for you to get in. They want you part of it.
The average machine brings in $525 in monthly revenue, according to the National Automatic Merchandising Association. That's kind of a useless statistic, isn't it?
Yeah. Just breaking news as we run out. John the Catholic.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Rona is out at NBC. Okay, who said that yesterday, Britt? Said that?
I did. You and 70 million other people.
But I was first.
So her career at MSN or at NBC News was one appearance, correct?
Yeah.
And she'll probably have to be paid out for the rest of the contract, which will be $300,000.
Sure. Yeah.
Or they could keep her on, put her in another time slot, and let her earn some bonuses. That would be something.
Well, I thought the Rona Romney Al Sharpton hour was going to be huge. Yeah. Now, by the way, Britt, nobody else said that. Okay, I was the only one that could be enough of a Fred Silverman-like programming genius to think of that. Now, I'll tell you. Now they've gotten themselves out from under it. And we don't know any of the details yet, but is this supposed to mean that the management that came up with the idea, they're absolved? Nothing more need be said?
It shouldn't be.
You know, if Boeing has a plane that crashes, eventually somebody gets fired. It takes a lot longer with Boeing. And this is like a plane that was built and crashed the very first time it went up in the air. Somebody needs to pay.
Oh yeah.
The price. Somebody needs to pay the price beyond her. But there is a lot of, I hear this kind of shit. This is the curse and the annoyance of people like Michael Smirkanish, that he thought it was a great idea that NBC hired her, because you have to talk to the other side. You have to have the MAGA point of view to present an honest conversation.
But she's not
about the world as it is. You can't.
She's not going to give the MAGA point of view. She's going to give a much, because she's getting a check from NBC, so she's going to moderate the whole thing. This is not hard to figure out. When she got a check from these people, she was one way. When she gets a check from these people, she's another way. I don't know. Smirkanish just ties himself in knots sometimes over nothing.
Well, but he's confident in his bullshit sometimes.
Yes.
But my guess is they forced her out by telling her, all right, here's the thing. You have to start calling yourself Rona Romney McDaniel again. You have to start using the middle name Romney. And she wouldn't agree to that. That was a bridge too far. I'm out. I can't handle it anymore.
I have some bad news for you. There's going to be some exclusive streaming on platforms you have to pay for of NFL games. They are now announcing.
Oh, I saw that the opening game is going to be in Brazil.
Brazil. And it will now be on Peacock.
Yeah.
Of course, Britt, the playoff.
Britt, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I hope to be alive to have to
to bitch about it.
Yes, I hope to be alive to have to worry about the $4 that I might have to pony up for a game. Pretty jocular for a guy who might not make it for a couple of months.
You have a lot of things going for you, though. You got a world-class hospital, a fantastic team. The fact that your wife is a doctor is not a bad thing either, I think. I think that's helpful to you.
And plus, of course, I don't believe in vaccines. That's going to help me a lot. Actually, this is true. I have to get revaccinated for every disease, every childhood disease everything.
Wow.
When I get a new immune system, I have no immunity from everything that I ever did in my life. Isn't that amazing?
Well, because they got, the measles thing is like a big deal now.
I guarantee you, I'll be getting whatever is out there.
So I had to text my mom a couple of weeks ago and, hey, was I vaccinated for measles? Because I couldn't. I mean, obviously, it was such a young age. I don't remember. She goes, oh, yeah, you got that one. You're good. So I guess this is another production of the great people of Florida that you were just talking about, is that there's been measles, I guess, outbreaks in certain areas. Yeah. It's not just Florida, but Florida is one of the incubators, thank God, of what's going on.
I'll ask later this week when I'm with everybody that's going to be working with, do I even have to get vaccinated for diseases that I had, where you thought, oh, well, they always tell you, well, once you have chicken pox or something, you can't get them again. My guess is I probably will. It probably nothing counts. And again, then I have to ask the question, don't I get new hair?
Doesn't
that start over?
There's no new hair. Here's what I learned. I learned this from a podcast. This is the little nugget about Florida we leave you with today. You know, with the Villages, there's just rampant sex going on. It's like, senior citizens sleeping and swapping group.
I think that they've done specials on that. They've done documentaries and stuff.
As you get toward the end of life, you just start throwing everything willy-nilly to the wind. Apparently, when you have your little golf cart that you're driving around the Villages,
ooh,
the hubcaps or the color of the hubcaps or the wheel covers that you have it indicates what you're into or what you're willing to do. If it's pink, it means you like this. If it's brown, it's this. If it's purple, then you want to. Apparently, that's a thing at the Villages.
Okay. Include me out for brown.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I don't know what that means, but I'm just going to. I'm just going to go with it.
Hey, man, open up your horizons. Don't rule anything out, dude.
My horizon is going to stay closed. And you can find someone else with brown hubcaps.